April 20th, 2009. And probably have the biggest story of the week breaking right in front of me. Tell your friends, this is a huge, 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 huge story. FEMA is going to be holding a national level exercise 2009. And this is really going to coincide with the DHS document that we talked about, and really these Virginia Fusion Center documents, because it is, let me just tell you what the exercise focus is. NLE 09. Remember, there are no FEMA camps. There are no plans to go after American citizens. Right, Glenn Beck? I mean, here is yet another document, and really a just another example how they love to exercise what they're going to carry out. Here we go. NLE 09 will focus on intelligence and information sharing among intelligence and law enforcement communities and between international, federal, regional, state, tribal, local, and private sector participants. This is exactly what they talk about in these Fusion Center documents in the MIAC report. Remember the MIAC report? It was going to go to all these same kind of agencies. Do you understand? Now they're going to drill it on a massive level with literally thousands of participants. And this is going to take place, I believe, in late July. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here we go. The NLE 09 scenario will begin in the aftermath of a notional terrorist event outside of the United States. An exercise play will center on preventing subsequent efforts by the terrorists to enter the United States and carry out additional attacks. Now, if you've ever listened to what I said, I've always stated it will be hard for them to carry out another false flag terror attack in this country. Too many people woke up to 9/11, okay? That's just the facts. Too many people got what was going on. And now we're talking about them drilling something after a terrorist event somewhere else so the terrorists don't infiltrate here. This scenario enables participating senior officials to focus on issues related to preventing terrorist events domestically and protecting U.S. critical infrastructure. Remember, everybody's a terrorist. Veterans, DHS document, people who support Ron Paul, Bob Barr, extremist terrorists. They're blurring the language here. And let me read the communities again. Focus on intelligence and information sharing among intelligence and law enforcement communities and between international, that's UN, NATO type bodies. Do you understand? Do you get it? Federal, that's NSA, CIA, FBI. Are you getting it? Regional, that's your state trooper, your county commissioner. Okay? Tribal. I got to tell you, I really don't know what tribal means. I mean, that's some jackassery right there, but apparently there's some tribal institutions that are going to be informing. Does that mean they've got the Indians? They've bought them out too? Tribal? Really? Local. In other words, who are your county justices? Who are the judges around? Who's your sheriff? And private sector participants. That's the Blackwater types. That's the local energy sources. You know? I mean, this is just nuts. This is on another level, folks. NLE 09 will allow terrorism prevention efforts to proceed to a logical end, successful or not. And you know they're not going to be successful, folks. They're going to say, we need more funding. We just couldn't do it all. We couldn't quarantine everybody. We failed. Give us more funding. With no requirement for response or recovery activities, NLE 09 will be an operations-based exercise to include activities taking place at command posts, emergency operations centers, intelligence centers, and potential field locations, aka FEMA camps that are makeshift. Remember, a lot of these facilities aren't just snap like that, ready for human detention, but they can be put that way in literally hours. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. Big story, National Lever Exercise 2009 FEMA time.
Attack! 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 With precision!
and it's a top-off drill. You know, Alex Jones has been warning about this type of thing for years, but this one is the first of its kind, the first ever national-level exercise ever. FEMA, national-level exercise, let me just read you from the top. 2009 is scheduled for July 27th through July 31st, 2009. NLE09 will be the first, let me say it again, the first major exercise conducted by the United States government. Repeat, will be the first major exercise conducted by the United States government that will focus exclusively on terrorism prevention and protection as opposed to incident response and recovery. So do you understand? Do you get it? This is it. They're going to be sharing intelligence information, counterterrorism investigation. We're the terrorists. They're using all the organizations possible. This is the International Intelligence Organization in your face. It is the invisible empire coming home to roost. This is it. Mark my words. All right? I mean, give me a break. You know, they have this big debunking of the FEMA camps with Glenn Beck and his butt buddy there, Megs, you know, patting each other on the back. Oh, I love you too, Jim. Oh, there's like 600 plus of these facilities. Glenn, we went to one and we debunked it. We showed a satellite photo. I mean, about as piss poor a debunking as humanly possible in 20 minutes. If you gave me 5 minutes on television live with either one of those stooges, I would pick them apart. Oh, there's so many things that have to happen. And that's why FEMA is heading up this new exercise, the first of its kind. Let's just go through the whole thing. It's only about 2 pages long. I read the first paragraph already. We'll have to repeat some of this because it's just, it's so damning. This totally coincides with the Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment document and the MIAC report and the DHS document. And when we make a big enough deal about this story, which we will, I promise you, it will be in the mainstream media, in Fox before it happens. Who knows? They might actually have to change the name of the exercise or the dates or the locations. We'll see what happens. It's so far off in the future. NLE09 is designated as a Tier 1 national level exercise. Tier 1 exercises, formerly known as Top Officials Exercises Series or Top-Off Drills, again, Alex Jones has been talking about top-off drills for years, are conducted annually in accordance with the National Exercise Program, which serves as the nation's overarching exercise program for planning, organizing, conducting, and evaluating national-level exercises. The NEP was established to provide the U.S. government at all levels exercise opportunities to prepare for catastrophic crises ranging from terrorism to natural disasters. Just like on 9/11 when you're running mass hijacking drills, just like on 9/11 when you got these terrorist threats all over the place. I mean, just like on 9/11 when the CIA is running a drill of ramming a plane into a building, just like that, out of the National Reconnaissance Office. Is that what you do? That's definitely part of it, folks. It's not all of it, obviously. Obviously, we have to prepare our troops, but when you're preparing not only troops, because this is not a troops program. This is an exercise for everybody. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the next. I mean, here it is. It's in this paragraph. It's for it. It's, they want it all. This is the fusion center. This is the nexus of all organizations they can possibly get their little tyrant hands on. NLE09 is a White House-directed, congressionally mandated exercise that includes the participation of all appropriate federal department and agency senior officials, their deputies, staff, and key operational elements. In addition, broad regional participation of state, tribal, local, and private sector is anticipated. This year, the United States welcomes the participation of Australia, Canada, Mexico, and the United Kingdom in LAE09. But it's not about a new world order. They announce it's about a new world order. They say it's an emerging new world order. It's a global system. They just came out with special drawing rights units. See, they shouldn't be called SDRs. They should be SDRUs. So people understand at the end that's a unit. That means it's a form of currency. It's a global currency. It actually happened. I didn't think that was coming for a long time. They're just disguising the name, SDR. Oh, SDR. People want to sound hip. Oh, you hear about the new SDRs? They have no idea what it means. Special Drawing Rights Units. We have a global banking system now. We have a global government that is coming into play, and that is why we are running FEMA drills with Australia, Canada, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. I mean, is anybody out there listening? I know I got a few thousand of you listening on the web, maybe four. We were breaking some records earlier. But, I mean, is this not important enough that tens of thousands of people need to know they're preparing for this? All right, let me just keep going. Exercise focus. NLE09 will focus on intelligence and information sharing among intelligence and law enforcement communities. And between, here's where it goes. International. This is it. United Kingdom, MI5, you betcha. I mean, unbelievable. Federal, regional, state, tribal. I don't even get tribal, but, you know, I'm going to roll with it. Local and private sector participants. The NLE09 scenario will begin in the aftermath of a notional terrorist event outside of the United States. So it'll probably happen in one of these other ones that are participating. All these Western allies. And exercise play will center on preventing subsequent efforts by the terrorists to enter the United States and carry out additional attacks. So I guess this is going to be a broad-level terrorist exercise where terrorists definitely happen abroad and then possibly happen here. This scenario enables participating senior officials to focus on issues related to preventing terrorist events domestically and protecting U.S. critical infrastructure. NLE09 will allow terrorism prevention efforts to proceed to a logical end, successful or not. So what they're going to do is they're going to train all these people that a bunch of these people are potential terrorists and you've got to stop the actual ones. So it's going to be mass roundups, mass violations of the Fourth Amendment, mass property seizures. This is unreal. That's what they're going to be training to do. Let me repeat it. This scenario enables participating senior officials to focus on issues related to preventing terrorist events domestically and protecting U.S. critical infrastructure. U.S. critical infrastructure, like the Federal Reserve, that's not so federal. I mean, come on. Like the private banks and the corporations that really run this country and the world. Let's see. NLE09 will allow terrorism prevention efforts to proceed to a logical end, successful or not. Remember, some might happen here with no requirement for response or recovery activities. NLE09 will be an operations-based exercise to include activities taking place at command posts, emergency operations centers, intelligence centers, and potential field locations to include federal headquarters facilities in the Washington, D.C. area and in federal, regional, state, tribal, local, and private sector facilities in FEMA Region 6, which includes the state of Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. That's a five-state spot plus D.C., all about FEMA. And guess what? If you're listening locally in Austin, yeah, Texas is on there. Might want to get concerned. Might want to get concerned that your local government is going to play into this. Yeah, Rick Perry's a great guy. We're going to declare sovereignty. Sure you are, Rick. Sure you are. Through a comprehensive evaluation process, the exercise will assess prevention and protection capabilities both nationally and regionally. Although NLE09 is still in the planning stages, the exercise is currently designed to validate the following capabilities: intelligence, information sharing, and dissemination. Remember, you have no right to privacy anymore. This is why they say they can wiretap you. This is why they say they can read your emails. This is why they say they can database you. Do you understand? I'm sounding a lot like Alex on there, but I don't know if you get it. Perhaps I should speak slower and more slovenly. Like the television. Counterterrorism investigation and law enforcement. You notice how those are two together. They're going to be working together. See, they label you as an extremist or a terrorist, but you don't even have to go that far because they're going to be working with law enforcement. So maybe if you did some petty crime when you were a kid, or you got caught smoking dope, you got a violation under your belt, you're on the record. Counterterrorism investigation and law enforcement. This is the fusion center. This is the birth of Big Brother on a massive level. Air, border, and maritime security. Critical infrastructure protection. public and private sector alert notification and security advisories. See, they're going to know, they're going to let you know what propaganda to say. They're going to be on all the radio. Remember 9/11 when there was only five networks, really? Fox, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, pretty much. I mean, MSNBC obviously on, but that's just a subjunct to that. But that was about it. It was all news. They're going to do that in these little drills, and they're going to practice on what they're going to tell you. And then, of course, international coordination, because this is a massive psyop they're actually getting ready to pull off when it happens. They need everybody to be in play. They need them to have drilled it a couple times and got the feel for it. And then they'll cause their false flag attack. And they'll have everything in place so that they can disseminate all this propaganda, do massive roundups. This is what this drill is. It's exactly what this is. I'm not even done with it, folks. I got another three paragraphs to read. I'm going to read this on the other side. We're going to go to your calls, 866-582-9933. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. And, you know, if Alex Jones wasn't spot on in The Road to Tyranny, where he talked about Homeland Security being this outreach system, this new bureaucracy to help them carry out their tyranny, I mean, this document helps spell it out. The last section is validating the Homeland Security system. Now we have to validate it to the public. It's been around for a little while. Let's take it to the top. Exercises such as NLE 09 are an important component of national preparedness, helping to build an integral federal, state, tribal, local, and private sector capability to prevent terrorist attacks, because they happen so often in this country. And when they happen, they're not government operations. Give me a break. And rapidly and effectively respond to and recover from any terrorist attack or major disaster that occurs. Remember, it's all about really the response, because they want to mindlessly round you up. They don't want you to think about it when they're shooting you in the back, when you're not complying, when you're defending your home, when you're defending your family. They don't want that. The full-scale exercise offers agencies and jurisdictions a way to test their plans and skills in real-time, realistic environment, and to gain an in-depth knowledge that only experience can provide. Participants will exercise prevention and information sharing functions that are critical to preventing terrorist attacks. That means snooping, spying, sharing information. And by the way, we got a whole stack of news. And I guess that the reason I'm going to stop for a second and talk about one of these stories is that I have this story about how FBI agents, here it is right here, were using their nice little, they were supposed to be surveilling suspects. Instead, they were secretly taping teenage girls getting into their prom dresses. Isn't that nice? See, that's what you want, folks. You want to be treated like slaves, like scum, like serfs. Like when the king would go out to the slave yard and be like, that one's mine. You want that. You want that. That's what they do. Do you want? They're regular people. They're corrupt. You want everybody spying on you, too? Do you want your junk all over the internet? It'll happen. Or once they regulate that, maybe it won't. But do you even want some pervert just watching you all the time? He's like, oh. Look at that, it's so nice. That's what this is, sharing information, going after terrorist attacks before they happen. An international intelligence op. The full-scale exercise offers agencies and jurisdictions a way to test their plans and skills in real-time, realistic environment, and to gain the in-depth knowledge that only experience can provide. Snooping on people. Participants will exercise prevention and information sharing functions that are critical to preventing terrorist attacks. Lessons learned from the exercise will provide valuable insights to guide future planning for securing the nation against terrorist attacks, disasters, and other emergencies. Disasters and other emergencies really aren't in this. It's all about terrorism, terrorist attacks. You need to be safe. Come to FEMA. We're just going to work with everybody else to spy on you. FEMA leads and supports the nation in a high-risk-based comprehensive emergency management system of preparedness, protection, response, recovery, and mitigation to reduce mitigation. That means we'll take your stuff. We don't have to give you anything for it. That's what mitigation means. It's like it's ours. We'll roll in with the tanks and the troops. It's us. To reduce the loss of life and property. See? To reduce the... They're there to be your friends. What's yours is no longer yours. It's everybody's that goes to the camp. Don't you get it? And property. And protect the nation from all hazards, including natural disasters. They always like to throw natural disasters in there. Come on. They did such a great job over at Katrina. Acts of terrorism and other man-made disasters. All right. I said I would open up the lines, but we only got about 90 seconds. I really want to reflect on this document. Then we're going to go to the calls. It's 866-582-9933. Folks, this is a massive drill with every federal and local agency in the country, as well as international agencies within Australia, Canada, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. They also have private sector participants. What does that mean? Outside of the military, outside of government, private organizations. And when they also say international, don't be surprised if that means NATO also. This is it. It's a global takeover, but there's no FEMA camps. No. Glenn Beck will tell you there's none. They tell you here how they're going to basically use makeshift ones. They're going to staff and key operational elements. What do you think that means? Staff and key operational elements. Give me a break. It's on another level, and it's coming to a theater near you July 27th through July 31st. Only the movie is reality, okay? FEMA's here. It's the first major exercise conducted by the United States government that will focus exclusively on terrorism prevention. Stop them terrorists! It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Going to go right for it. Let's go to Jeff in Indiana. You are on the line, Jeff.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm all right, man.
All right, well, I called you in a few weeks ago. Yesterday, we just, our student group had a public screening of the Obama deception.
Okay.
And overall, I think it was a success. Say maybe we got 35 people there, got 8 new people signed up for our group that said they're very interested. I went ahead and sent them thank you notes and asking for to get involved and all that.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty decent. But another thing I wanted to, I don't know, maybe warn people about or advise them who are going forward and, you know, like this, is we sent out a mass email to the university, and a few individuals went so far as to call us racist and make some accusations like that.
Well, that's ridiculous. Let me just pause you for a second. You know, anybody who tries to play the race card just because you're against a man in office who happens to be a certain race, when you've never, ever distinguished his race as any kind of a political issue or moral issue or issue whatsoever, especially for someone like me who voted for a black woman for president, it's just disgusting. And you need to point that out. You got to say, hey, a lot of us voted for a black woman. It has nothing to do with race, sir. But continue. I understand your frustration.
Well, even when we tried to explain it that we weren't racist, one individual asserted that I was racist compared to our group of the KKK and all that nonsense.
Oh, that's nice.
And they were threatening to protest. Never formulated or anything, but see, I just thought I'd share that with you and just advise everyone that this is a great way to, you know, just go out there and make the change happen yourself.
That's right, brother. Hey, you got a lot of individual power, and you were able to reach a lot of people, and they're going to reach people. Great job, Jeff. I really appreciate it. Let's jump to our next caller. We have Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey,
yes,
Jason.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah. You know, the sad part is the more the government continues to fund the police state, the more you have mission creep, because obviously if we're going to have this whole so-called anti-terror apparatus put in place, well, then you have to find terrorism. You know, and so what do? You just redefine everything as terrorism, You declare the entire population to be your pool of suspects.
Which they are now full force, 100% in the process of doing through these Fusion Center documents, these MIOC reports, and these DHS documents. They are literally doing that. They're changing the language that everybody can be considered a terrorist right now. Continue.
Right. The pool of suspects consists of the entire population, and boy, do they give themselves a lot of work. And I was going to mention, you had already briefly mentioned this, notice this article. Yeah, here's what we get, people. That, you know, thank God for this quote-unquote protection. Morgantown, West Virginia, two FBI workers are accused of using surveillance equipment to spy on teenage girls as they undressed and tried on prom gowns at
a charity event. To tape it, and not even watch it on the scene, to have a copy. That's what we get. That is what you get, exactly.
And at a West Virginia mall. They're working in an FBI satellite control room at the mall. So these guys, think about this. FBI satellite control room at a mall. Mm-hmm. You know, that's Homeland Security for you. Okay, yeah. To spy on underage girls dressing.
Mark, I'm 100% with you. Thank you for the call, brother man. Let's go to Alan in the UK. Alan, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
I'm all right.
Yes, you hear me all right?
Yep. You're a little loud, but you're good.
Great. Hey, I just want to say I'm a big fan of your movie. It's a great film. Loose Change, everything you do. I'm just here in London. I'm a big fan of Alex Jones, big fan of you. And I just wanted to call in, and first-time caller.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that document I read, that new FEMA exercise that's about to happen? London's taken apart, my friend.
I heard bits and pieces of it because I'm hanging out with some few friends here, mm-hmm. and I'm getting them to listen to some of it.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's a terrorism thing, so it's just another possible cover-up for God knows what they want to do.
Well, it's more than that, though. Let me explain. They're using FEMA now as this organization, which they propped up. Remember, they're going to debunk FEMA camps on national television with Fox News, and then they do it. Now, most people who talk about FEMA as a bad agency, you're a kook, you're a nut. Yet, in this FEMA document, they say they're going to use these fusion centers, basically every federal intelligence agency, every local law enforcement agency, private sector agencies, and international agencies such as the UN, NATO, and, of course, Australian, Canadian, Mexican, and UK intelligence. So this is a large fusion center. This is a new world order intelligence gathering drill on top of an operational arm drill where – and I got to warn you, because they say a terrorist attack is definitely going to happen in the beginning in another country outside of the United States. So that could be the United Kingdom, Mexico, Canada, or Australia. I mean, just watch your ass. Check out the FEMA document. I thank you for the call, Alan, and all the love. Let's go to Sean in Utah. Sean, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Good to talk to you, brother.
Thanks
for all the work you guys do.
Thanks for listening, sir.
I just had a comment about the whole racism, the caller before last. We know these racist groups are just small in number, and it's just so interesting that we keep running into this in the mainstream media where they push the race agenda, and I just wanted to comment on that.
Well, listen, it's a whole thing. You know, there are racists out there, but like you said, they're very minute, and they're even more minute in the quote-unquote patriot movement. And then, you know, there's a big op-ed piece out there right now, how I'm a bad person because some guy called in, you know, basically blaming the Jews for everything. And I went on a 5-minute rant about how it's not a Jewish conspiracy. First of all, let me just separate some things for people. I don't believe that somebody should be considered Jewish if they're born in Israel or even of Israeli descent. Judaism is a religion. All right, that's like saying that I was born in the United States and it's a Christian nation, I'm automatically a Christian. It's ridiculous on its face. And then to think that entire, even if you want to consider race, like Israelites, let's say that, right? An entire race of people is behind every single thing in the world. No, it's an international community. They have a seat at the table, you know, some of the Zionists out there. There's no doubt about that. But so do some of the royals, some of the heavy occultists. The real deal is that this is an international intelligence op, and when you start focusing on a race, I mean, you're just delusional and you're just an angry, hate-filled person that wants an excuse to kill everybody and feel superior. I mean, can you imagine saying, I'm from the master race, Sean? I'm a master race? I mean, come on. It's garbage.
Yeah, it is. And in our country, too, it's so sad. Like this MSNBC thing with the Olbermann was just, that was one of the most disgusting, hateful things I've ever seen in my life.
You know what sucks about it, though, is that because a couple racists show up at these events, and there was definitely, you know, there was a story over at InfoWars, someone had like the big white nation or white nationalist sign or whatever. You know, she gets to say that, and it will resonate with people. It doesn't matter that it was, again, 9/11 truth groups and anti-tax groups years and years and years ago that started these tea parties, had nothing to do with race whatsoever. So good job, Fox News. Good job, CNN. Way to co-opt us again. I thank you for the call, Sean. All right, brother. Let's go to Forrest in Texas. Forrest, you're on the line.
Yes, sir, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at that tea party, it was great meeting you, by the way, man.
Thanks.
It was really cool meeting you. But yeah, when I saw Glenn Beck walk into his hotel room, I yelled out to Glenn, like, FEMA camps are real. Quit spitting up our asses and telling us it's raining. And
then so they're not real. They're only going to have massive exercises making makeshift FEMA complexes to round people up and use information. It's not real, though. You know, they're openly announcing it on FEMA.gov. By the way, that's where I got this document. It's FEMA.gov. Just go to FEMA.gov and type in National Level Exercise 2009. I'm sure it'll be up for months. I mean, this is what they do. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also yelled out 9/11 truthers love America very much. And also, what I want to talk about is how, yeah, there are churches that they're being infiltrated by the government, and they're being forced to not say anything bad about the government. Mm-hmm. Now, I was listening to this urban preacher man out of Chicago, and he was talking about how the devil or the enemy tries to take away people's joy, and it tries to take away what people have worked so hard to get. And I was kind of using filter in my mind, and he's talking about the New World Order, and he was saying how we all have to praise the God, we have to praise the highest love during these tough times, and that evil does have an expiration date, and all this injustice and tyranny will be defeated, and it'll be a footstool for all the good people to use to rise to a greater level. And all of us, all y'all that are just fighting tyranny every day, are going to be rewarded, you know, in this lifetime and in the after lifetime, man.
Hey, so the bottom line is, I feel good. Hey, the bottom line is I feel good doing the right thing, knowing in my heart that I am trying to make a difference for everybody out there. I thank you for the call, Forrest. I mean, the bottom line is that if we don't try to do good, if we do degrade into this moralist society, then everybody's trying to screw everybody, and, you know, you get a unhappy, paranoid life where you're constantly looking over your shoulder because everybody's trying to screw you, and you know nobody gives two craps about you. And, I mean, these people don't give a crap about us. They talk about sustainable societies. They talk about population control. They talk about us as useless eaters. I mean, and then they're going to have FEMA drills with massive intelligence sharing and roundup exercises for terrorist prevention. That's great. Just lovely. All right, let's go to James in Texas. James, you're on the line.
Yeah. Hi, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Long time, day one listener, first time caller. I was
cool.
I was calling because of that Jeanine Garofalo nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most offensive thing I've ever heard in my life, I think. I mean, I did actually vote for Obama, and I'm regretted every day since, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
But standing there at that tea party, there's black folks and Latinos and white folks and everybody, and we all hate black people.
Yeah, nobody wants to pay less taxes and have less government control. We just hate black people, right? Nobody's upset that they're blowing out the economy. We just must hate black people. It's ludicrous. And the thing is that people can say, oh, Bush ruined the economy. This is just a continuation of his policies. It's a new front man with a different look, with a more charismatic smile, and it has nothing to do with race. And, you know, I think Garofalo needs to get set straight on that. And Olbermann should have ponied up. He was way too light on her, way too light on her. I mean, I was starting to props Olbermann in the last couple of weeks because he did a report on how the administration was going to take the Bush and Cheney doctrine further in intelligence gathering and wiretapping and immunity. So, you know, I agree with you, sir. Just totally and completely disgusting.
Yeah, he should have actually mentioned that to her. Well, you do know Obama this, but no, he's just got to stroke her ego.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that people pander on a level like that when someone says something so abrasive. I thank you for the call, James. Let's go to Dimitri in New Jersey. Dimitri, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The latest information regarding the nationwide drill is definitely disturbing. I was listening to Alex earlier today, and he was basically talking about damage control at this point, since these people are probably going through with their plan. God knows they've been patiently waiting for years now. And I just wanted to know what you personally are doing to prepare for what's coming. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, you got it. Well, for instance, you know, obviously I warn my friends and family all the time, but I have two rental properties, not only in Texas, but I have one in New York, and both have a lot of land. I mean, I guess if worse came to worse, I'd find a way to get by and I could feed myself. I mean, that's what I've done. Other than that, I mean, if they want to come get me, they can come get me. They know who I am. They know where I live. I host the Alex Jones show when he's out. I'm the only person on the air when he's not. I mean, obviously, if there's a massive roundup and they don't like Jason Burmis, they're going to get Jason Burmis. I'm not Bruce Willis in a Die Hard movie, dude. I mean, I'm not going to be able to pull out six different pistols, waste 265 dudes, and then just ride off into the sunset. So I've prepared on a level. If they blow out the economy and they let me do my thing, well, I've got a couple pieces of land for now, and I can feed myself. So, I mean, that's what I'm doing. You know, obviously, if times got even tougher than that, where it was like roundup somewhere else and I had the time, maybe I would leave the country. I don't know if that's going to work. This is an international intelligence operation. This drill has the entire quote-unquote North American Union involved on top of the United Kingdom and Australia. So there you go. And I mean, I'm guaranteeing NATO force. It doesn't matter. Their private armies are going to be involved. It's disgusting. All right, let's go to Phil in New York. Phil, you're on the air.
Hey, yes, Jason, sir. How are you?
I'm all right, sir.
Man, I love your show, got to say. I've been listening ever since you got on the air. I've been a Prison Planet TV subscriber for a while now. I just love it. It's wonderful.
Thank you, man.
Calling to tell you about what's going on. We're having more problems with censorship on YouTube. I've got an account with 70-something videos, over 1,000 subscribers, youtube.com/911InfoWarrior. Mm-hmm. My account has been censored. They've shut down all 72 of my videos. I didn't get an email. I got nothing. They gave me the duct tape.
Really? Did you try to contact them with an email back?
Well, that's the thing. Now I'm searching around the site. I'm trying to find what to do to contact them, and they don't really have any easy to find contact information or how to rebut it. You know, it's just they just gave me the axe.
Well, you got a MySpace page? Give it out. Yeah. Maybe folks can help you out. Give out your MySpace page.
MySpace.com/PhilBeckDGAF.
Phil Beck. DJS. All right. Thank you for the call, Phil. If you guys can help him out there, go to myspace.com/PhilDGAS, DGAS, and try to help him get his YouTube account back. I mean, YouTube engaging in disgusting censorship. We've caught them. We've caught Google Video. It's nothing new. It's just old hat at this point, but I guess it's something that we have to repeat as they continue to censor the First Amendment. I know they want to do that with this Hillary movie front anyway, when Scalia says, "We'll finally know whether people really have the right to write and publish." And we'll see if that's covered by the First Amendment. What do you mean, we'll see if that's covered by the First Amendment? It's disgusting. It's disgusting to be even on the table. All right, let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on, Jason? I actually, on censorship, I was censored myself recently. I have the Obama deception up on my MySpace profile, and they took that down after about a month or so. They didn't mess with anything else. I have, like, other stuff on there on my video scroller. I have plenty of good sauce, documentaries, interviews. I have the Max Kaiser thing talking about financial 9/11 controlled demolition. That's a beautiful clip. I have the Dick Morris conspiracy theorists were right clip up there. They didn't touch any of that, which is weird, but they just pulled the Obama deception down, put it right back up, of course.
Film's having a huge impact.
Yeah, oh, it's got to be. And then this is the biggest reason I'm calling, as a matter of fact, is I call in a lot. My MySpace is myspace.com/triple_helix, except the letter L's are the number one. Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of good sauce up there. I'm starting a division of We Are Change in Oshkosh. I'm going back and forth with those guys right now about that. And I went to a Head PE concert recently, you're aware of. Yeah, and their new album's called New World Orphans. So I figured they'd have, you know, I did a little history before I went to the show. They underwent this big political change recently, and so I was all stoked about it. Listened to a couple tracks, I was like, all right, all sounds like good sauce. Went there, hoping to get an interview with Jared, their lead singer, and you know, some other people, and I met there's a local band, Profane, who's they're from Wisconsin, but they've opened up. There's some real big people, so they're real well known here, which is nice. Mm-hmm. I'm interviewing them coming up within the next month or two, and I will also be trying to get interviews with a couple other bands that play there.
All right, man, keep up the good work, and definitely keep on posting, my friend. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlan.tv, InfoWars.com.
When I first met her, rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break the heart of a couple life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping. It wasn't if I could have made her life different.
I made a mistake. Yes, I did.
Damn, shorty.
Sure.
You got me on some singing and blues. Stop looking back on time. I remember to look ahead. Joe, it's all my dudes on patrol in the desert right now, for real. Yeah, yeah.
I joined the army looking for money to go to college.
Right,
they
back.
Pay me a quarter what they fucking promised.
Jaren, you like that little line right there? Oh, you got the hot mic. Give me some hot mic. What? No? See, it takes him a while to waddle to the mic, guys. He eats a lot of cheeseburgers.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on, Jaren? You usually got a little funny, witty comment.
InfoWar, what are you doing?
Is that what you're doing over there?
Yeah.
It looked like you were dancing around.
That too.
Oh.
Who said it can't be fun?
All right, I wanted to go over one little news story, then I'm going to keep going to your calls. Bombshell, Representative Jane Harman caught on tape agreeing to lobby for alleged AIPAC Israeli spies. Harman was allegedly heard saying she'd waddle into the AIPAC case in return to support for her bid to become the chair of the Intelligence Committee. So just again illustrating how corrupt the system is, how it is an international intelligence op, often using Israeli agents. They were using Iran-Contra. They were using 9/11. It's all over the place, folks. And people on the inside that help cover it up, like Jane Harman. Full story over at Alternet. I'm sure we'll be doing a story on Prison Planet as well. All right, let's jump to George in California. George, you're on the line.
Hello.
Yes, sir, George. Yes, you're on the air.
How are you? I'm calling in to tell you that you guys are doing a great job, man. I'm a big Alex Jones fan, InfoWars. And as far as yourself, Jason, keep up the good work, man. You guys keep me motivated every day.
Oh, cool, man. Thank you.
I wanted to voice my opinion, man. I think it's very disgusting what I see in the skies every morning, that spraying that you're doing to our people here. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm with you, brother. I do not approve, and I don't think it's just...
A lot of people got to wake up. And for all the people that are listening out there, you guys got to wake up, do your homework, do a lot of research. You know what I mean?
No, it's exactly right. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Alex Jones's word for it. Take our information and go and cross-reference it. The School of Google, if you know how to actually search the web, is very, very impressive. I thank you for the call, George. Let's jump to Ann in Georgia. Ann, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a new subscriber for about a month now.
Oh, excellent.
And I found you quite by accident. I was online just trying to Google and find out what on earth is going on with this country. I mean, things are just changing so fast. Mm-hmm. And thank you for doing the job you're doing. Gosh, I don't know what I...
Oh, did we drop her? She was such a good caller. Oh, that's disappointing. Well, Ann, if you are watching on the web and you're watching over at Prison Planet... Oh, we do have her? Oh, go ahead, Ann. You're back? Go ahead. Yes, no.
This is very disturbing. Mm-hmm. If you Google Demi Moore pledge to be servant to Obama, mm-hmm. I mean, these videos are just weird.
Well, here's the deal. You know, there was a whole thing on HBO before the Obama inauguration where it was just riddled with stars. I mean, riddled. From everybody from Bono to Tom Hanks was out there. And, mm-hmm. I mean... they didn't use much of it in the film, if they used any, for B-roll. But there is just this celebrity worship because he had them hoodwinked, too. He still does. You know, Demi Moore actually dates Ashton Kutcher. And Kutcher, just about, I think, a month ago on his Twitter page, mentioned how he had seen Loose Change and he was sharing it with his cousin. So it's a process. Just like you just woke up a month ago, Demi Moore you know, is just a regular person too. So, you know, it is odd that they're pledging their allegiance to this cult figure. Not since Mao, Stalin, Hitler have we seen this sort of thing. But they sold an image of a man. That's why he's on the cover of Amazing Spider-Man. That's why the Pepsi logo looks like the Obama logo. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Covering the first ever major exercise conducted by the United States government that will focus exclusively on terrorism prevention and protection as opposed to incident response and recovery. I'm Jason Burmes. This is the Info Warrior. This one's going to be headed up by FEMA and use every organization under the sun, folks. Federal organizations, international intelligence organizations, local organizations. It's all here. Australia, Canada, Mexico, and the United Kingdom also going to be playing a role in this massive four-day exercise, the National Level Exercise 2009. Yeah, they're not preparing FEMA camps. They only talk about it in this document. They don't exist. FEMA doesn't have camps, folks. Just disgusting, propagated media lies. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Mike in D.C. Mike, you're on the air. Yes, sir, Mike. I'm all right.
Remember the thing that came out a few months ago, the Operation Blackjack?
Yes, actually we did a few months ago. Actually, we just did a review of part 4. You can check out theinfowarrior.com. I did a little blog about it. And then we actually reviewed part 5 live on the show as well. So we went through part 4 and my article about it, and then part 5. Basically, part 4, it is revealed that it is indeed a shadow government operation to kill the masses, but then they intertwine like fake pictures of the fake Amaro, and then they intertwine that they had to do it because the Obama administration was weak against the real terrorists. It's weird. They also show pictures of Roswell, New Mexico next to pictures of 9/11 in it. Very, very bizarre.
Interesting correlation on the dates, too.
Well, what was the date?
It was July 20th, I believe.
Oh, interesting indeed. Interesting 20th. Indeed. Well, let's hope that this FEMA national level exercise doesn't turn into a real false flag attack. I think I already gave this exercise too much attention right now in the, 61 minutes that I've been on the air, that they wouldn't dare now try to, cause a false flag under the guise of this thing. But you never know. These guys are crazy.
That's very true, but that's what we are continually stopping them. I've been awake to this stuff since 1987 and screaming like at the top of my lungs for years and years. I was the mayor of a city. Mm-hmm. I studied anthropology in college just to learn about this world system. I'm telling you, drills become false flags.
They always do. I wish that wasn't the case, but in every single instance I've seen, mass casualty drills, mass shooting drills, bombing drills, hijacking drills, they all seem to happen.
Always happens.
Yeah.
Might not be exactly what they planned for, but a scenario always occurs, and that's got me kind of bugged out that, I mean, obviously, living where I live in D.C.,
And that's part of the exercise, huh? Washington, D.C. area. There you go.
See the same dates coming up with what you're talking about tonight. Where can I see that report? Because I can barely get out online.
Here's the deal. We haven't posted it anywhere. I literally got this sent to me on my Facebook. But I'm going to read it off for everybody. All right? www.fema.gov/media/fact_ Sheets, that's SHEETS, /NLE 09, as in the numbers, 09, .SHTM. And that is the link of the FEMA.gov document, National Level Exercise 2009. I'm sure if you type that headline in there, National Level Exercise 2009, and FEMA in there, it should come up. I thank you for the call. let's jump to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, we're going to go to break first, Eric.
hold over. We're going to continue to talk about this document. We're also going to mention that the CIA, out of all these declassified documents that supposedly created a rift between Obama and the CIA, he's a member. Documents show that, you know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, oh, he's only waterboarded 183 times. That's all. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Back, and hopefully they're going to plug in a lot of the new music I sent before the weekend in. I didn't hear any new music yet, but we haven't pulled anything from the good times. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have some new music for the kids. I just want to remind people, if you waterboarded me 183 times, I'd tell you I was the Queen of England. I'd tell you whatever you wanted to hear. And that's even if I exist or am still alive. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, I believe, was killed and captured a couple times before this final time. And then they say to get him to confess, they only had to waterboard him 183 times. Just 183? Oh, I thought it would have been at least 316. What do you think, Jaron? How long till you break? About 7 waterboards? 8?
As soon as they catch me.
Yeah, you're just going to squeal like a pig?
Everything.
Everything
I know about you.
All right, we're going to continue to go through your phone calls. And I've got a big stack of news as well we're probably going to be covering in the next 90 minutes or so. All right, let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you ever go to The Economist website?
I don't think I've been to The Economist, no.
Economist, you know the magazine The Economist?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Well, this week they have, you got to pull this article up. It's called Obama Derangement Syndrome.
Uh-huh.
And it says the president is driving some people mad. That may be to his advantage in the short term. And it talks all about our tea parties and stuff.
Okay.
And he also mentioned how we make constant references to him, how he resembles various dictators such as Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini.
Well, the only way we make those assumptions and statements, they're not even assumptions, is because, you know, the graphic campaign behind him is very similar to that propaganda style. The way that they have intertwined him into pop culture and, you know, being on Saturday Night Live to actually, you know, being on the cover of Amazing Spider-Man to changing the Pepsi logo to that, to change we can hope for. I mean, literally bringing back the face of the Lita, the Lita. I mean, that is so Stalin-esque. That is so Mao-esque. That is so Hitler-esque. Who else should we compare him to?
That's interesting. Also, I just want to remind everybody that you should all go and burn thousands of copies of The Obama Deception, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, and just keep handing them out, because that, I've noticed, instead of arguing with people, just give them the DVD, because it's so much more effective.
Absolutely. I thank you for the call, Eric. And, you know, I gave out a lot of DVDs at that tea party. When Rob Dew gets back, we should have a little special. You can see me talking over there over at theinfowarrior.com, over at sacurrent.com, the good people there. All right, let's jump to Josh in New Jersey. Josh, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how's it going, man?
I'm all right, dude.
All right. Listen, I'm on the FEMA page that you were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And if you, I don't know, if I'm sure some of your listeners are on by now, but there's a section that says, you know, the exercise objectives,
mm-hmm.
and intelligence, information sharing, and investigation in law enforcement.
Yep.
Now, that's a little ridiculous, right? This group's supposed to be for emergency response and to help the general public.
But this is the proactive one. This is the one that they're going to do to stop the terror attack. So this is the one that justifies the Obama expansion of wiretapping illegally, of basically immunity on any level. This is the expansion of the Big Brother police state control grid system, man. That's why it's international, bro. I mean, that's why they're
exactly
also going to use private. And you know what? They use the same kind of terminology in the Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment, the MIAC report. Remember, they have these fusion centers. They are looking to share this information. They name everything from federal agencies to international agencies to local agencies. And they basically say that this is the first one, the first ever, and it's conducted by FEMA that we've been harping on, you know, to stop a terrorist attack before it happens. And again, who are the terrorists? Well, according to the DHS documents, it just might be the troops coming home. It just might be the people against the Federal Reserve banking system. Give me a break.
Yeah, it's a shame. They're turning all these groups, these government agencies, into like law enforcement. It's like they're training them to be the new gatekeepers in this big prison they call the U.S. now.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting out of hand, and I'm pretty sure that lots of people are really waking up, and, you know,
well, this document's got to go super viral. I'm sure it's going to be all over the place by the time that Alex gets into the office tomorrow, thanks to this program and this forum that I luckily have. But it's going to go even more super viral tomorrow when Alex talks about it, Josh. I promise you that. And I'll bet anything that, you know, MSNBC and CNN and, of course, Fox will jump on the bandwagon about 3 to 7 days.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you heard about it. I'm from Jersey. And a few days ago on the news, they were showing like this big exercise that Jersey City Police were doing on like if there's a big school shooting, and it was all over the news. You know, it was pretty much showing how the cops are going to come in and make everything okay and safe. And you know, every time I see stuff like that, it just makes me think like they're really trying to acclimate us to the fact that there's going to be police officers just running into every place and supposedly protecting us when, you know, it's obvious that it's just infringing on our rights. You know, like, no, who's walking into schools and blowing stuff up? Come on. You know, like, I don't know.
I'm with you, Josh. I hear you, brother. And it's the 10th anniversary of Columbine, so they're pouncing on that as well to really, really hype it up. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Kyle in Washington. Kyle, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
Just doing a little radio show, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I called just one quick thing. I like how you have the Day of the Dead clip right before you go to commercial.
Oh, which one?
I don't know
that?
If any. You know where the guy's screaming, "Hello, hello."
Oh yeah, the Day of the Dead. Yeah, that's actually off of what is it? It's off of the Gorillaz first album. It's called M1A1 is the track, and that's how it starts out. The whole track is kick ass. I really like that album. Continue.
All right. Well, anyway, I got this article in front of me. It's titled HR 20: New Mothers Mandated Mental Health Tests.
Yeah, no, I know about that. Yeah, that's crazy. Talk about that. I talked about that earlier in the week, but I only gave it about, you know, one segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, when mothers go to the hospital to give birth to their child, the mother will be asked a series of questions by, I guess, some bigwig. And if you don't answer correctly, you won't be taking your child home.
Or you'll be put on medication. Either way, it's a win-win. And they're going to put you into a database, and that means every single family will be screened.
Yeah, and they'll take blood from the baby. They'll probably
really
put
nice.
A chip in it.
Oh,
know?
Yeah, you know, it's all for our safety, sir. It's all for our safety. They love us. You know, they love us.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, they want to treat us like, they don't even want to treat us like dogs. They don't even want to treat us that good. I thank you for the call, my man. All right, let's go to Jake in Colorado. Really pumping through the calls right now. Great points. Jake, you're on the line.
The Info Warrior. You're great.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Jamestown, Colorado. They actually, we had a snowstorm on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They canceled a mass casualty drill in Jamestown.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of weird because you didn't hear anything else on the news, but you know, down where they show the school closings, they said Jamestown mass casualties shooting. I mean, and this was while my kids' cartoons were on the TV.
So, in other words, it didn't really happen. It was just a drill. But again, with conditioning and programming, they were acting like it was a true news story, and they were putting it out through the media.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they're going to be doing for this national level exercise. I don't know if it'll actually come out on the media, but they're going to practice it, and they're going to disseminate information and do so, where is it, with international coordination, you know? And that's sick, dude. I mean, I got to ask you, it's a mass casualty drill. Are troops involved in this one, or is it just local law enforcement and FEMA?
As far as what I pulled it off the Boulder County Sheriff's Department, and as far as I can tell, it's just troops.
Oh, just troops on the street training in mass casualty exercises. How lovely. I wonder if they're going to end posse comitatus. I can't tell. I can't tell if they're going to use the troops on the street when Obama says he wants a civilian national security force just as well-funded and just as large as our U.S. military. Gee, I wonder what they're preparing for. Jake, great call. Thank you, sir. All right, let's jump to Mike in Nevada. Mike, you're on the line.
yes, sir. How you doing?
Good.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the corruption that you guys talk about in the federal government,
yeah,
how far does it go in Congress? Because, all right, Congress and the Senate are supposed to represent the people.
Yeah.
But, you know, we talk about the executive branch a lot. Could you explain a little bit more about the legislative branch and what's going on there?
Sure. I mean, there are just a few members in Congress that aren't bought and paid for by the special interest organizations or, you know, the power elite, period, amen, or have leverage against them. The two guys that I can name off the bat that I don't believe are completely controlled or, I mean, heavily controlled are Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich. They're the two guys that really speak their minds. Everybody else, to me, is suspect. I mean, bottom line. I haven't seen anybody else step up to the plate. I'll tell you who I'm really enjoying lately is that Michelle Bachmann from Missouri, who put out the legislation to stop the world currency, even though they did it anyway. She tried to put legislation in there, but special drawing rights happened as well. And then she also wanted the sovereignty bill. She seems to be waking up. But I would say the majority of Congress are bought, and you can't win a congressional election without multi-millions of dollars in fundraising, in campaign advertising. Who pays for that? It's usually not you and me. It's usually not the constituents that vote for that person. It's the special interests which they represent. And, you know, it used to be that Congress had oversight over the president. You know, you're not supposed to be able to declare war without Congress, but they just go around that with these resolutions. They haven't declared war, I think, since the Korean War, you know? So, I mean, unfortunately, congressional power has really been limited to what they can do to help their states, if anything. And usually, it's been corrupted on such a level that they've co-opted the states and the people in those states that they're supposed to represent. I'm going to hold you over to the other side. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. No one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now.
Folks, they want to control every facet of your life. They want to charge you a carbon tax for breathing. They want to put restrictions on just about everything you do. In fact, the EU has just closed a climate loophole for car air conditioners. That's right. They closed the loophole that beyond 2011, cars can have certain chemicals so you can have air conditioning. Just forget about the air conditioning, folks. We've got to go greener. All right, we're going to go back to our callers. It's 866-582-9933. Anything else, sir?
Yes, I know you have other callers, so I'm going to make it quick. I have two more quick questions for you and a statement and, you know, an idea. You know, the second question is what we're going into with the corruption of our federal government. Best case scenario, let's say if 70% of the people in the U.S. got out, protested right now today, we talked about the corruption, how it's gone through the executive
Yeah, how do we solve the problem? I got to let you go only because you're clicking, or I would have let you finish with the other 2 points. But how do we really fix it? Well, first of all, you got to take big money and special interest money out of government, period, amen. All right, you have to limit how much these people can be funded. Yeah, and you should give accessibility to all those that want to run. In other words, equal airtime, which we used to have. It wasn't just for the Democrat and the Republican, and they had to qualify. No, everybody should have an opportunity to run. And the bottom line is, if you are identified as somebody who is a part of this corrupt organization, you can't run.
And you should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Let's take it back. The only way we're going to do this is to infiltrate it slowly through organizations like Campaign for Liberty, and that's why they're demonizing those people that want to run for city councilman, that want to be the local sheriff, that want to be a congressman in a district to try to bring back change locally. So that's how we can do it. You know, state senator positions, those types of things. We have to infiltrate big government. That's the only way it's going to get done, in my humble little opinion, the Jason Burmis opinion. All right, let's go to, I believe we are on Ryan in New York. Ryan, you're on the line.
Hey, yes, Jason, how are you?
Good.
I have a question about chemtrails.
Okay.
All right, well, I see him, I live in New York on Long Island, and I see him all the time around here. My question is, like, are they done through, like, private airplanes or, like...
No, they're definitely... Listen, it is openly... Go to CaliforniaSkywatch.com. It's Rosalind Peterson's website. Those are definitely government aircraft, more than likely NASA aircraft, or possibly U.S. military aircraft that's being commissioned by NASA for their geoengineering program. A lot of the programs are on the books. However, they are extremely, extremely vague in what they say they do.
And they're just now announcing it, even how it's been going on for like a decade now?
More than a decade. They're not just announcing it now. I mean, these documents are from years and years and years ago.
Like in public?
Oh, yeah. Now in the mainstream media, they're openly talking about shooting pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the sun's rays, to stop global warming, which is something that I've been saying that they were, kind of quietly squeaking about for the past few years. When people would ask me what chemtrails were, I would say, hey, they say they have this NASA program. They say it's for global warming. It's total bull. It's total bull. God knows what they're really doing and why they're doing it, Ryan. I mean, for instance, let me just say this, and I thank you for the call. Thinner is better to curb global warming, study says. Let's take away your air conditioning. Let's tax the hell out of you. And then let's tell you to stop stuffing your fat face because you know what? You're causing global warming when you're a fatty. This is out of CNNHealth.com. Can we bring that article up, Jaron? Are you listening to me? I know you're laughing about it because you're a very petite young man and you'll never have this problem. But look, I'm all for people being in shape, taking care of their bodies and being healthy. But I am also all for free will. And if you want to be a fat slob, you're more than welcome to be. Is this where they're going to say, you know what? We're going to have to tax you double because you have a big ass. I mean, they're already in United Airlines charging obese fat people two tickets now. You have to buy two tickets if you're a tubby. This is ridiculous. To curb global warming, do you see how they're reducing the standard of living? Do you see what the sacrifice is going to be under this administration? Nightmarish. Nightmarish. All right, let's go to Colleen in Pennsylvania. The call line is 866-582-9933. Colleen, quickly. I'll hold you over, but quick.
Hi there. I wanted to tell you about my tea party experience. It's a little bit lengthy, though.
All right, that's okay. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Colleen about the tea party in Pennsylvania. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. The call in line is 866-582-9933. The websites are theinfowarrior.com and, of course, prisonplanet.tv.
It will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
All right, folks, we're back. We're taking your calls. Call line is 866-582-9933. And before we go back, I want to read this one. Video gamers show signs of addictive behavior, study says. Well, let me just say this. Almost anything can lead to addictive behavior. Almost anything that's enjoyable. It's really up to the person. I mean, let's face it. If you're addicted to alcohol, you shouldn't ban drinks. I like it. I like having a brouhaha every once in a while. I'm sorry if... Donnie Drunky Pants can't handle his liquor, and he beats his wife when he goes home. He doesn't take care of his kids. That's his problem. That's someone else's drinking issue. you know, I mean, drug addicts, the same thing. Everything in moderation. Video games are fun in moderation. There are those people that would rather, you know, play World of Warcraft, you know, 20 hours a day and get the minimal sleep of 4 hours a night and live in a fantasy land than actually have to own up to responsibility and a real life and a car payment and a job. They want to play World of Warcraft. They want to be, you know, an elven warrior that is unstoppable with an axe. I mean, that's their dream, I guess. You know, so this doesn't shock me. It doesn't shock me that video, I mean, there's sex addicts out there that just, they'll you know, they would screw a snake if they could hold it down. Let's be honest. I mean, there are just people out there that are addicted to some weird stuff. And like I said, everything in moderation, but I thought it was interesting to bring up video gamers show signs of addictive behavior. No kidding. You release endorphins while you're playing video games. It's escapism. All right, let's go to Rita. Rita, you're on the line. Yes, Rita.
Over.
What's that?
I thought you were holding Colleen over.
Oh, she dropped, actually.
Oh, okay, then. In that case, more time for me. you know, what they did to you. Are you familiar with Saul Alinsky's book, you know, Obama's mentor? Are you familiar with his book, Rules for Radicals?
I think I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever actually read it.
Oh, you should look at that, because then you can see what they're doing to you. There's a play right out of the Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals with the Tea Party. All right? And they're throwing bricks through the window coming in saying no dialogue with hate. Who's the hater there? But see, they make you look bad, and you're trying to wipe yourself off. And now with this other thing here, what you're doing with this, watch it, you know, because there's, have you heard of Barry Smith?
No, I don't know who Barry Smith is.
There's a video out there very good called Eye in the Triangle. He's an old-time truther from, like, before Y2K. And he was talking about how these corporations and governments play this game called the redundant. All right? Mm-hmm. So you get your person who is like a the boss's suck-up, mm-hmm. and you tell him that everyone's getting laid off in 4 months, or 2 months, let's say 2 months. Mm-hmm. And then you let him leak this out to everybody. And then really they're getting laid off in 3 months, okay? So anyway, he leaks it out that everyone's getting laid off in 2 months, and everyone freaks out. Oh, my God, what am I going to do without my job and this and that? And then the boss hears of this rumor. Then he comes back out, and he says, who told you you're getting laid off? Nobody's getting laid off. And then for that next month, all right, they go on, and then they all get laid off. The why they do this is to get all the emotions so you won't resist. And that is Barry Smith, but that is called the redundant. And, like, even maybe with the Mayak report and some other stuff, you got to watch these people, but, you know, you got to look at their, like I said, this Rules for Radical book is very interesting, so you see how they operate
mm-hmm.
and what they did that with the Tea Party. And another thing I just wanted to ask you is, have you looked at Escape from New York lately?
You know, Escape from New York is pretty crazy because it takes place at the World Trade Center. It's in this...
Isn't it? And then this Clinton guy?
Yeah, I know.
His crime was he robbed the Federal Reserve?
Yep. Yep, exactly.
And then they implanted things in his neck to blow him up if he doesn't do it. The government tells him.
Yeah.
And a plane hits a building. Huh?
Yeah, it's a very big brother. The plane hits a building. Like
and it doesn't fall down.
Yeah, yeah.
The building did not fall down. I just happened to see that the other day, and I just thought, wow, you know, this is really nuts. Because that was 1980-something.
It's a John Carpenter flick, and it's actually a really good movie. They made Escape from L.A. It wasn't as good. But, yeah, it is very interesting, and you know what? Those Hollywood parallels are very, very, very bizarre. Some people would say they're not bizarre. They're synchronicity, but who knows? Rita, I thank you for the call. Colleen is back, so we are going to jump back to Colleen, and then we're going to go to Rob and Brian. Colleen, tell us about the Tea Party.
I appreciate that, Jason. I'm back, and I'm on
you
the attack.
Okay,
so the Tea Party that took place in Wilkes-Barre, which is kind of near New York, northeast Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. it was on the square. And my experience was quite surreal. Now, I'm the one that sent you the New World Order sunglasses ad.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Immediately, out of getting out, I parked my car near the square in Wilkes-Barre, and I got out of my car, and this outdoor sporting good type store had this ad in the window that you've mentioned. Well, actually, I didn't catch that show, unfortunately. A friend mm-hmm. of mine had to tell me that you mentioned it. Mm-hmm. But Yeah, that was really surreal. Regarding those sunglasses, what does the New World Order have to do with sunglasses in the first place?
It has nothing to do. It just desensitizes the youth to the idea of a New World Order, and it's their buzzword. That's what, for some reason, they love that terminology. That seems to be like their end game, their ultimate goal, to make it hip and fashionable, and they want it in the youth's mind. That's why they put it on Ryan Sheckler. I mean, what other reason? I'm not saying Ryan Sheckler is a part of the New World Order or he's part on the scheme. What I'm saying is that they're using that ad campaign of a New World Order to sell sunglasses, to sell a hip and trendy image to the youth of a New World Order.
But Jason, the New World Order doesn't exist. And even if it's a trendy ad campaign, it definitely just does not exist. And don't speak of it in a derogatory manner. Only speak of it in a positive manner, especially if we're talking about Oakley sunglasses.
You know, I used to love Oakleys. I used to love them, but now it's like I can never wear a pair again. Go ahead, Colleen.
Anyway, so that's immediately what I see when I get out of my car. So I got my big sign, and I'm walking up to the group of people. There was a large group of people, and I'm walking down the block, and a police officer sees me, and I see him reading my sign, which says, "Did you know that the Federal Reserve is privately owned?" And I'm a little bit nervous at that point. He reads my sign. I see him reading it. Mm-hmm. It gives me a thumbs up, which was incredibly positive.
Yeah.
So then I'm just energized. I'm walking up to the protest, and I see maybe 100, 200 people in my area, obviously marching, and that's really positive. I see that they have speakers. I'm really excited about it. Mm-hmm. And as I'm walking up, I'm talking to local people. They tend to be more elderly people that showed up at my rally, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And this lady, I start engaging her in a conversation, and she's telling me how wonderful it is that they're having this demonstration and how great it is that she just saw Karl Rove the other day in person.
Oh, Karl Rove, our savior. The person literally says that perception is reality and we make reality.
Well, I wouldn't argue with that on a spiritual note. However, he's a very negative person.
No, he's saying it as in the Republican Party. Yeah, he makes reality. It's in the people in power. Not because we do make reality. That is true. But he makes reality. He decides what's true or not. Just look into that quote. It's ridiculous.
Oh, unfortunately, I can't argue with that either because he's incredibly manipulative. That's not the point, though. But then that set the tone of the type of individuals that I was to meet. And they were, you know, mostly TV zombies. They were mostly older people. But the local group of the Ron Paul group here that has transformed into Campaign for Liberty, mm-hmm. we're here doing, we were co-opting it back. You know, we sold our society slowly by a lack of personal responsibility. And,
the media demonizes it. It is an opportunity for us to reach out to other people that are still completely asleep or only partially awake. And, you know, we took that opportunity out in San Antonio.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we were there to do. And there was a group of maybe, you know, 10 or 20 of us trying to take it back. You know, we lost our society by these groups understanding that we lost our personal responsibility, and they infiltrated mm-hmm. our groups. Now we have to re-infiltrate. So that's what we were there doing and trying to educate the people. And one of the documents that I brought was I just made a list of literally like 40 films, including yours, including almost everything everything that Alex has ever made, of 40 films to change your life. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't realize the demographic was going to be mostly elderly. Mm-hmm. So I was going to explain that you could find these for free on Google Video and YouTube. Uh-huh. So that document wasn't as helpful except for the fact that there was a counter protest. Get this, protesters protesting the protest. They uh-huh. were the local colleges, because it's a big college area. There uh-huh. was maybe 10 Obama youth, so to speak, hanging out there.
They think because people are out there protesting the Federal Reserve and the illegal taxes, they're automatically against Obama because they don't like the Democrats or they don't like black people. You know, they want to make it a racist issue. It's absolutely ridiculous. Colleen, I got to let you go. I got to go to this guy in Chile. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Rob in Chile. Rob, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Jason.
How you doing?
Got to say, love the show, man. What a great dish you are to the war.
Awesome. I mean, thank you, man.
No, it's truly a pleasure. My thanks to both you and Alex is not thanks of waking me up. I was awake, and believe me, I was on September
Gotta let you go, Rob. I'm sorry you broke up so much that I can't barely even hear you. I wish you were on a better line. Wanted to give you the opportunity to talk. It seemed like you had a lot of positive things to say, but just couldn't even make out a sentence. Even my board guys are looking at me like, Burmis, you let it go on for too long. You're too nice of a guy, Burmis. Jaron out there is cutthroat. He's just like ready to break necks and kick in backs. All right, let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, you're on the line.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, I just have a couple questions.
Sure.
It's basically going to be, how do I break this out to the rest of, you know, the people around me in Pennsylvania without sounding completely insane?
Well, I mean, first of all, the initiative of the rest of the people in Pennsylvania is awfully, ambitious to start off. What you got to start off doing is going after your friends and family and doing so in a manner where you can find common ground.
Okay.
People don't speak a lot of the terminology that we use, and a lot of people don't read, so books are almost all the way out. You can send them a link to a news article or a short YouTube video, but I don't find that as effective as handing somebody a DVD on some subject matter that they're willing to sit down. And it has to be an entertaining one. So let me give you some of the starter ones, I think, that are excellent. America Freedom to Fascism is a movie that was now made, 4 years ago, I believe, and maybe even a little bit older than that. And it really predicted what is happening now and explains the financial system. Excellent. And at the end, it gets really heavy into both the North American Union and the Verichip.
Okay.
Excellent film. Almost anybody can sit through it with their jaw dropping, not understanding what's going on at first. Production value is off the hook.
So would you say that's what I need to do to like break them into
the bottom line is, do you have friends over ever?
All the time. I try to get them into the
don't
Obama
talk
deception.
To them.
And
listen, don't talk to them. Put it on in the background. Have the card game, you know, if you're playing, let's say I don't want to say the name of the drinking game, but let's say exactly you're playing that game where the person has to drink every time you tell them it.
Yeah.
Put the movie on in the background, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't put on. They'll be like
Racial
the girls.
Questions.
Be like, I want to listen to hip hop. Listen, give it a break. If they want to listen to hip hop, get an Immortal Tech CD or get that off the internet. You know, get that off iTunes. Get something that's going to provoke some thought and just put it in the backdrop and then have burned discs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then offer incentives to try to get them to just, you know, sit down and watch it with you for the first time. And then hopefully they'll do the same. It's all about reaching people on a personal level. And the way to do it, man, DVDs. It's what the entire world speaks is movies. It's MTV. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I went out and I bought like 100 pack of DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here and I'm trying to, you know, burn them one by one, and it's taking forever, and I'm trying to, you know, get the word out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard, and I try to talk to people, and they automatically just are naive, and they don't understand what I'm trying to say.
Listen, there's no doubt that you got to have a thick skin, you know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't be here today if I didn't have that thick skin, you know, talking about this stuff at frat parties in 2002, you know? And I mean, just getting reamed out. Losing friends for a long period of time. In fact, let me tell a little story right now while I'm out here in Austin. One of my fraternity brothers I hadn't seen in probably like 4 years, hadn't showed up to an alumni weekend or whatever, but he had a MySpace. Now, somehow he got wind. I don't know whether he knew I was in Austin last summer or whatever, but he got wind of who, you know, what I was doing. He just wrote me this hate-filled three-paragraph, just, you know, how dare you? I hope somebody... He literally said, I hope you get what's coming to you and somebody shoots you. Now, this is somebody who's supposed to be my friend. I swear to God, how dare you? And this guy, he's out in Texas. He's into the Second Amendment. You know, he was one of those guys who was just like totally brainwashed by Fox News. So I kid you not, 3 weeks ago, just 3 weeks ago, I get an email from him. Basically, he saw Zeitgeist. I'm going to give credit where credit is due. He saw Zeitgeist. And he was just like, wrote me this huge apology. I had no idea about any of this information, man. I don't know what I was thinking. It shows me.
He got opened up.
Boom, right away, just opened up. And then, you know, this weekend he saw that I was posting. I was asking what was going on this weekend, seeing if there was anything good. I forgot that UFC was on Saturday night, and that's what I ended up doing. But he got back at me, and he was like, well, man, he listened to my Bill Burr interview. He said, wow, that was really amazing, a lot of food for thought. You know, he gave me his phone number, and hopefully we're going to hang out. So you bridge that gap, my friend. You got to roll with the punches. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And, like, one of the first things that opened me up was Loose Change.
Yeah, and that's not
one
a bad
of the
one.
First things.
Well,
and I remember when I was younger in high school, excuse me, in my senior year. And I remember saying, oh, the Twin Towers got hit. And then watching what happened and just knowing it's controlled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you look at it and you see that's not how a building is supposed to fall.
I had those same thoughts, but the brainwashing, like, is so deep. The PSYOP is so involved. You believe all of a sudden, yeah, a fire could have done that.
It's, you know, when something falls, it hits its terminal velocity in so many feet.
Oh, if it would have fallen the way it was supposed to, it would have bent over. It would have fallen to the side.
It would have been completely different. It would have been completely different. And how they say it in the report and, you know, collapsing and all that, it's complete. Like,
it's utter quackery and totally disinfo. Yeah,
definitely.
Yo, Brian, I thank you for the call, my man.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, brother. Thank you. And don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. You can make a difference. Hold on to that feeling. You really can make a difference. I know it seems difficult. I know it seems damn near impossible at times, but you just got to run through that train, baby. Take it home. Know that what you're doing is the right thing. Know that this is literally a life and death scenario. You know, I still got friends I'm working on for 6+ years right now. 6+. Some of my dear friends that I grew up with that I would literally consider like my brother. Still working on them. Doing my damnedest. Hoping to save them. Hoping to help them understand what's really going on in the world. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back just ramming through your calls. Rick, Robert, Mark, and others. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Through your phone calls. I think we're going to make a record. I think 37 has been the record before. We've got to at least have done 25 today. Maybe. We got 1 hour and 6 minutes. Let's see if we can break it. Rick in Canada, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, it's Rick here. About the last caller, actually, which is very odd that I listened to the show at work, Alex's show at work,
mm-hmm.
and one of the owners of the company just kind of walked by my office. He goes, you listen to that show too? I'm like, yeah. He's like, wow, my brother-in-law is trying to get me onto this, and, you know, I would like to sit here and talk about it. So I go to his office for like 4 hours on his time, sit there and talking about all this stuff, going through all these rabbit holes and seeing how far the holes go. And he's like, well, you sure know your stuff. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, even having something on the background, you'll find somebody, like, real quick that knows what you're listening to, or at least wanting to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm asking, why I'm calling, is that I'm actually watching a documentary on the History Channel. It's called The World After Humans.
Yeah. The World After Humans. It's basically the post-apocalyptic thing that you see in I Am Legend without the zombies and people.
Yeah, exactly. But the first 10 minutes of the show, it's like, oh, the planes are falling out of the sky. Now the planes can't make clouds anymore to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
And like all about like chemtrails and the ocean is going to rise because the humans are not helping it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa, this is exactly what they're pushing. But now
it's the global warming propaganda, man. They're really pushing this. I mean, they're really telling us that this is going to happen so that they can charge us carbon taxes, regulate what we drive, how we live, how much we eat. I mean, look at these two headlines right here. The EU closes the loophole for air conditioners in cars after 2011. Oh, that's lovely. And then thinner is better to curb global warming. Yes, they are feeding us a bunch of Johnny nonsense so that they can also justify culling the population, which means a massive extermination and genocide on this planet.
Exactly. In my city here, I live in Edmonton, they've just passed a mandate that all taxi cabs after 2011 have to be at least hybrid.
Oh, God. It's such a scam.
Taxis are not as expensive as they are now. I can't imagine what they're going to be like after 11.
Well, I mean, thank you for the call, Rick. I mean, today one of the bigger stories is that it looks like they're pretty much going to nationalize the banks with giving them more bailouts, but it's equity bailouts. And basically they're going to have to be government-based investments in all the companies. It's basically what they did with the TARP money, making everything a government bank, but furthering that agenda and making it more collapsible, you know, more prone to basically failure. They don't want this system to work. They want to bring in their global currency, their special drawing rights. They want to unionize North America and give us a new currency. They want to do it. It's in their papers. Read the SPP documents. God. All right, let's go to Robert in Georgia. Robert, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Pretty good. I was just calling. I made it down to one of the local tea parties. I'm from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to make it to the Atlanta one, but down here in the local one, it seemed like there was a lot of McCain people still.
Oh, yeah.
And
Fox News promoted it, sir. That's exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to co-opt it with a bunch of brain-dead people that watch the mainstream media and parrot their talking points.
Yeah,
and that's why I went down there. Go ahead.
And, well, we came there with some Obama deception DVDs, and I was wondering if there was any sort of movie that detailed the psychological operation as far as Hannity
Hold over. We'll talk to you on the other side, my friend. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. We're also talking about this national-level exercise 2009 headed up by FEMA using every and any intelligence organization, law enforcement agency, or downright private organization to carry out their plans, the NLE-09 exercise, the first of its kind that will focus exclusively on terrorism prevention and protection as opposed to incident response and recovery. We're on the line with Robert in Georgia, and he's asking if there's a film out there that really just covers the psychological operations of the New World Order. And I am sad to say there's really not a good one out there that I know of. I am working on a film right now called Invisible Empire, which is really going to go over the whole global government system, maybe touch upon that. But if I get that done in a timely fashion, and I'm you know, still super motivated, my next one is going to be one called Mind Controlled with a K. And it's going to go over that and MK Ultra and just the PSYOP. I mean, Jones briefly goes over it in Road to Tyranny, but not enough where I could recommend it as a film that really goes into depth of the PSYOP.
Yeah, because I think it would be good to have a film. Maybe, I don't know. I'm in school for video editing and stuff. So I've actually been thinking about picking it up and maybe doing something myself, getting in the info war. But
hey, don't stop, man. Even if it starts out with a 10-minute YouTube video, definitely go for it.
Yeah, and I just think that exposing your far right and your far left people as they stand now, you know, your Glenn Becks and your Keith Olbermans and everything, the people that are still trying to get everybody divided and still, you know, keeping the wool over their eyes with this Republican and Democrat.
I'm with you, Robert. Great points. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Mark in Maryland. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Good talking to you again. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Jason, I got to tell you, I'm up here in Maryland. It's one of the worst global states in the union. We're up here with Barbara Mikulski and Steny Hoyer. Barbara Mikulski, of course, she's so trenched in. She might as well be Queen of Maryland. I mean, what the heck?
It's just
they act like the royalty, right? I mean,
you cannot vote them out. You absolutely cannot vote them out. 90% of Maryland doesn't even know there's an election going on when there's one going on. And that's how Barbara Mikulski stayed in office. They just hide the fact that there's anything going on. But, you know, this brings me to something where Alex played an audio clip yesterday that's got me very concerned. 1971 John Birch Society. Back in 1971, the man outlined everything that was going to happen then, and all the way up until 1986. And then, you know, Alex says that, you know, lots of people have been fighting this all throughout time, and they have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just coming to my realization that we can't vote them out. We can't do nothing. We can't get them out. They keep coming back. I'm talking about, you know, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission. These are our overlords. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the people in office, they're just taking the orders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want another revolution. We don't want anything bloody. The people of America couldn't handle it. I mean, they're a bunch of sheeple anyway. They're like
not only couldn't they handle it, and it's questionable even if the awake people not could they handle it, but could they be successful against the technocracy that's been built, against the drones, against the big dogs, against the robofish? All these are public things. I mean, the technology is on another level right now, where somebody can sit in office and literally control a drone that blows up the entire neighborhood, hook, line, and sinker with the press of a button. We'll come back to you on the other side, Mark. Take Steven, Linda, and Jason. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Everything I can to stop this evil agenda, this globalist plan to control every facet of our lives if they allow us to live. We are back. It's the Info Warrior final hour. We're going to go back to Mark. Mark, finish up your point, sir.
Yeah, Jason, I just want to say how wonderful would it be to wake up in the morning and hear Obama suddenly, with no orders from his CFR and Trilateral Commission overlords. If you think it was scary to watch him deliver a speech with a broken teleprompter, how wonderful would life be without his overlords? Thank you, Jason, and God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for the call. Let's jump to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening, Jason.
Good evening, sir.
First of all, I just wanted to say, you know, I've noticed something. I've been meaning to mention this to you on your webpage for the InfoWarrior.
Mm-hmm.
Which is up on the screen right now. You've got your picture up there in the upper right.
Yep.
And it's kind of filtered over.
Yes.
And I was going to tell you, I don't know who your webmaster is, but you need to get him to do something about that picture, because right below it, and follow me for a minute, right below it is the Obama deception, and man, it makes you look like his brother or something.
Oh, no! I did that graphic. You're killing me. All right, I'll change the graphic. No, I'll change it. I've gotten a couple complaints about it. I had someone send me another one I didn't like. I don't know. You know what it is for me? It's just that I don't like people taking pictures of me. I'm not like Mr. Fashion, and I literally got to give somebody a camera and be like, you know, make me look semi-cool, and then I got to mess with the Photoshop picture.
Yeah,
but I'll change it. I'll do it this week. I hear you, Steven. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. I'm just saying that because you're definitely better than him, and I care about you.
Oh, you're killing me. You know what? It's weird because the way the light shines on my face, it is the first time I've noticed that. The left-hand side is all light on both pictures, and the right-hand side is all darkened up. Yeah, that's good point. Good point, sir.
I wanted to ask you, did you happen to get the email I sent you today with the Alex Jones interview? I sent it to your email. The only one I had for you that I was aware of was the one to your loose change 9/11.
You don't have that. No, I wish I could get into that account. I've been trying to get into that account. The best way to email me is to have a MySpace, myspace.com/JasonBermas, and then I check Facebook also a lot. And then my private email is just so spam that I barely even check that. But, I mean, my MySpace page is definitely a reason just to have a MySpace page, is because I get, 25 pretty decent tips a day, and I whittle that down to 10 or 15, and we talk about them on the show. And really, that FEMA document, the NLE 09 exercise, I got that on Facebook 5 minutes before I came on air.
Let me ask you this. Is there an email I can send to you through, like, Alex through Infowars.com?
You know what? I get a lot from Rob D at Infowars.com. A lot of people are sending stuff to Jason at Infowars.com. Unfortunately, there's an editor here, Jason Douglas, who gets all those emails, but sometimes he does forward them. So you can try Aaron at Infowars, Rob D at Infowars, and even Jason at Infowars, and it might pass my path. It's a possibility. Not a promise.
Okay. What I wanted to mention that I want to get to you, I've actually got an interview with Alex Jones that was done here in the Houston area back in 2006, October 25th. And this was with a guy. I had emailed back and forth with this guy. Of course, he was accusing me of being a nut job and, a conspiracy theorist. The guy's name's Pat Gray. And at the time, of course, not coincidentally, he was working for a big Clear Channel station.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing is, and I want to get this to you, it's almost an hour long. I mean, Alex, as usual, was brilliant and very, forceful and authoritative and everything he had to say. And, of course, this clown went around the issues and didn't want to deal with anything Alex was saying and tried to make Alex look like a complete fool, but he made himself look that way. But not coincidentally, this guy is best buddies with our buddy Glenn Beck.
Oh.
And they've actually done shows together before Beck went, national on Fox. So that, it's not surprising, but it's just I'd like to get this to you. Maybe you might even want to play some excerpts for people, because it really shows how these people that are run by the New World Order and trying to co-opt this movement. Because this guy, Pat Gray, of course, was talking a lot about the North American Union and the Trans-Texas Corridor, but of course he thinks anybody that thinks that Bush was in on 9/11 is a total nut. a guy talks out both sides of his mouth just like Beck. But I would like to get it to that. I think it'd be cool if you get this, if you could actually, listen to it, and then you might even want to play some excerpts from it on your show, just so people can get a real good idea of how these people actually operate in response to this movement.
All right, I'll definitely check it out. I thank you for the call, Stephen. Jump to Linda in California. Linda, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason.
How are you, Linda?
For taking my call. I'm well. I'm glad. I feel honored to be following Stephen. I listen to your show almost every night, and I listen to Stephen's call, and I just like the way the guy talks. You know how you like somebody's voice and the way
No, Stephen's really good, and he got a lot of good poems and a lot of good information.
Yeah, he is really good. Hey, I testimonial, my 86-year-old grandma got woke up. I sent her a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, watch it. And she started, recounting history. She called me tonight after she'd read this little Newswatch magazine book, read about this, and watched the DVD. And so I just told her, you get woke up, and then you wake up all my relatives over there on the East Coast.
It really does show you they're never too late, 86 years old. I mean, you can wake up a very, 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 very conditioned mind, I mean, it only takes the right thing to snap someone out of it, And it's so great that, somebody of that age can be turned around with the truth.
Oh, she's so bright, and she started talking back 50 years ago. About the farmers, and, she's one that, she's just like, bless your little pea-picking heart, sugar, and just as sweet as can be, but as sharp as a tack. I'm telling you, that lady for 86 has got it going on. Anyways, about the one thing I wanted to mention, too, before I let you go real quick, on the chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have them for a couple of days, and then they just start blasting this again, and they are no weak respecter of weekends, okay, because they work weekends here. They took off Thursday and Friday, and then they just blast us Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever days. I mean, it's a 5 or 6 day a week spraying. But But I know the flight patterns. I've lived here for 25 years. I know where the airports are. I know what airlines fly over my house. I got big old high-powered binoculars, and I watch the chemtrails. They're not going in the same pattern as regular airplanes yet. They are not doing, they're doing circles, cross-patching. So anybody that calls in and just says it's regular, I don't know what planet they're on, but it's not... It's not the same thing as the regular flight patterns. You really have to know where you're talking about, because you can clearly tell it's not the same flight pattern, and it's not the same. What's coming out of the regular jets is nothing, and I can see a chemtrail just all over the, you know, the white, you know, fluffy smoke coming out of the back end.
Linda, I agree, and you know what? You're preaching to the choir on that one. I don't know what people are thinking when they're calling in, but we let everybody speak their mind, and we'll look at everybody's information. I thank you so much, and thank you for the support, and just keep on keeping it on. You're gonna, I know you're going to just keep waking people up and making it a little bit easier in the info war and a little bit brighter for the hope of humanity. All right, let's go to Jason in New York. Jason, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good, man.
Good. I just want to say, first of all, a great interview with Patrice O'Neill.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a fan of Patrice and ONA. I'm a fan of yours and Alex, and I never thought those two worlds would mix. But
yeah, me neither. But apparently, it happened.
It did somehow. I just wanted to talk about the Generation X and their role in all this and their what they can do. And I'm 31 years old. I don't know how old you are exactly, but I know you're somewhere in that ballpark.
Yep.
And I was thinking, you know, the Generation X has sort of been a product of stability, which has led to a certain type of excess. And it's like you mentioned gaming before, and most of my friends and the people I know, they're into Xbox and
oh, they're Halo Nation, maybe. I remember when that came out, life stopped for like 2 weeks. Halo Nation. You know,
absolutely.
Grand Theft Auto 4. Yeah, I understand
absolutely
that subculture, but see, that's where we have to be, you know, extra vigilant, because, like you said, Generation X, we kind of are that gap bridge in between
absolutely
our parents' generation that didn't really have the technology, wasn't into the video games, didn't grow up with a personal computer in their school system, and the tech geeks of today that have really 5 to 10 times more technology than we did when we were growing up. You know, we didn't have cell phones in school.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like we were on these massive supercomputers. We were playing Oregon Trail. However, you know, we grew into that. What they both speak, man, is films, movies. You know, both of those generations are pretty much done reading too. I mean, I guess our parents' generation reads a little more than our generation and the generation below us, but they still speak movie as well. You know what I mean? So I think that, you know, for the older crowd, maybe you give them, like I said, an America Freedom to Fascism to start them off, a Fabled Enemies. Maybe with the younger crowd, you give them a Loose Change and an Obama Deception. Although I think the Obama Deception is really a bridge gapper for both generations. You know what I mean? But that's what we have to do. We have to be, you know, you have to be able to relate to the people that you're talking to on a human level before you bring this stuff up, to make sure that they're actually going to pay attention to you or even give thought to what you say.
I was also thinking, I mean, you know, if they're not playing Halo and stuff, I have some other people I know, sort of the hipsters that hang out in the village and things like that, which is
yeah,
cool.
Man, I know what the coolest band is, and I drink the hippest coffee. Yeah, I don't like hipsters either. I like hipsters as much as I like hippies, and I don't care for them either. They all think that they're doing something, or they're counterculture. They're just, you know, counterintelligence in the word that they don't care. You know, they think they're being hip and smart. They're not. They're being fools. We'll come back to you on the other side, Jason. We'll go to John and others. It's the Info Warrior.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he pick right? Do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory,
all right,
the shame.
We're going to continue to pump through your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Jason, finish up.
Yes, I just wanted to say that, you know, looking at my generation, you know, we don't have a renaissance, we don't have an enlightenment or a civil rights movement as past generations did, but perhaps if we empower ourselves and defeat this mechanism, that would be our legacy.
I would also like to point out, you got it, brother. I don't think we have a voice either. There's not somebody that's come out of our generation, outside of maybe an Alex Jones, who really is only 36 years old, that has a true voice. Yeah, no,
definitely in the Gen X generation, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just don't have, you're right, we don't have that voice. We don't have that motivation. We were kind of told from a young age that our generation didn't matter. We were born to be slackers. And a lot of people adopted that attitude. And they adopted the attitude that everything was about looking cool and having tattoos and being hip and driving cool cars and kind of an extension of the yuppies in the 80s. And that didn't work out either. And now we have these techno nerds that, you know, again, just worship their iPhone apps. So, you know, we keep tumbling into the perils of technology. Not to say technology is bad inherently. It's not. It's a double-edged sword. It could be used to empower humanity like so many things, but also really rip it down as well. All right, let's go to John in Canada. John, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was hoping I could make a brief comment on how to wake up people about the New World Order, but I wanted to update you on that info that you were seeking. I think it was last Thursday. That was the day that Oberman was talking about torture and what Obama's comments were. And Obama's comments on Thursday were, quote, nothing will be gained by spending our time and energy laying blame for the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just ridiculous. The story on Oregon soldiers discovering women and children being tortured at an American facility.
Yeah,
the story title. The story title is Unnatural Acts, No Place for Mercy. And the Oregonian also did a series, or it originated with the Oregonian. But how to wake people up about the New World Order? Hey, I got this down almost an art here. You know, if it depends on the person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So firstly, for reporters, my strategy has always been is I tell them, firstly, and I provide any evidence that they request, is that Bush closed 9/11 investigations immediately. Well, how are we going to nab anybody then? And I show them or get them to look at video of iron flowing from the towers like water. So that's mm-hmm. a powerful thing for reporters. For police officers, I always mention General Lamed right off the bat.
Yeah,
guy, according to the FBI, do you want to serve justice's cause in America? Support the FBI's formal conclusion, because they just following the evidence trail at the real murder, mass murder scene. And the alleged mastermind ringleader Muhammad Atta was financed by this guy. And then you got to test the waters. Can you go further or not? Because then you could say he's also at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11, and he also implemented the strategy with the Taliban, letting them know that no evidence would be brought against the accused. And then if for intel people or court officials, mm-hmm. the top piece of info is Jim Mikuláševsky's anonymous. Top secret presidential directive war strategy documents on how to get into Afghanistan dated 2 days prior to 9/11. So they had the war strategy down as top secret material originating from Condoleezza Rice's office, reported on by MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty powerful. And then he changed the story. Actually, if you go to their site now, it's changed a little bit. So if you get both versions, then you convince everybody in intel. If you can show them both versions, the first version that was there for the first 3 years, and then they changed it, and then they changed some words there, made it. But it's really a desperate call for help.
Mm-hmm.
This man has got the central war strategy. It's an act of treason at his desk. He's had it there for years, and we fail to communicate our outrage equally, because we got so many issues that divide us on all kinds of different planes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to finally find that we do believe in common cause. You need evidence to form an allegation against somebody. If you have no evidence, the person's innocent. I mean, this is the Magna Carta. A free man shall not be put into prison.
Unfortunately, with the passage of the Military Commissions Act, that really no longer holds true for you and me, because they really, you know, which is disgusting. You know, we would expect the same courtesy, if you will, that we're making these accusations because the evidence points to these facts. We're showing evidence. We're saying, hey, here's the mainstream media accounts. Here are the FBI documents. Here are the videos which prove our point. And they go, nope, just doesn't exist. Or nope, just doesn't matter. Or nope, we're outside the bounds of law. Meanwhile, they can say, I'm a terrorist. Say, we don't have to produce any documents whatsoever. Military Commissions Act. Go round him up, put him in a cage, and he can spend the rest of his life there.
We can get above him. We can get above him. There's a strategy. National.
All right, John, I believe we can do it, too. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to James in New York and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Down drink the water.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to continue to take your calls and go through a little bit of a news blitz in these final two segments. And this one's off Fox News. Key Obama climate change exchange being swayed by top UN officials. And basically, this just highlights that the top UN officials that are on the board of this climate exchange that's been around since 2003 are all corrupt individuals who are in the pocketbooks of the lobbyists so that they can provide trading in carbon emissions and their offsets. That spells carbon tax for you and I. Less food, apparently, because thinner is better to curb global warming. And let's not forget, we need to stop wiping our bottom dollars, that our thirst for two-ply toilet paper is worse than that of gas-guzzling SUVs, according to the Telegraph. And we're just going to have to curb our whole lifestyle or die, which is what they want. So die will be an option. Or, you know, just suckle at the teat of the elite as we beg for food and our standard of living. They haven't given us anything, folks, that they don't plan on taking back. All right, let's jump to James in New York. James, you're on the line.
Yes, Jason, thank you for taking my call. Maybe you can give me some input into something that's been playing on my mind. A few calls back, the guy mentioned JBS, and that's how I was introduced, maybe a few years later than him. So I've been following this stuff for a very long time.
Sure.
And I've watched all this legislative process, you know, fighting legislatively, and I sometimes wonder if they sit in the City of London or wherever and have a big chuckle at all this stuff, because nothing really seems to happen. The names change, but the nonsense goes on, you know, and they adapt. Like Mike said, that he understood it would be a protracted war. So anybody that knows anything about this, I've met Lawrence McDonald, the drugs, now they come from Afghanistan. My time, I left with a DD-214, with E-5, you know what it is. A sergeant. I mean, I don't want to talk about it too much, but I had a Vietnamese Congressional Medal of Honor and so forth. And I ain't going on with that nonsense, all right? But the bottom line is I don't see legislatively how this thing is going to change. And I hate to be in a railroad car, my daughter looking at her saying, what Solzhenitsyn said, if I only had, you know? Now, I may not be seeing this right, and I'm open-minded, and that's why I try to listen, you know? And there's maybe things that you may know, even though, you know, I know from your own admission, you're not at it that long. You know, these people that call in, you know, I found out about this 6 months ago. I found over 30 years ago, okay? So it's nothing new to me, what's going on here. But
the question is, how can we do it without coming to violence? Yeah, how can we change the system? Well,
I don't want violence. Who wants violence? Who needs that?
Nobody does. I agree.
I want to live in peace and just go about my business and finish my life with my grandchildren and so forth. But I just don't see legislatively. It's 1979. How many elections are coming up that are going to make any difference, that's going to change anything anyway?
Well, James, I got to admit, it is a conundrum. You know, at the most upper echelons of power, it seems if we were going to change it legislatively, we had our best shot with Ron Paul. And we did start a semi-mass movement in this country with Ron Paul. But, you know, the media and the mechanisms above them used their propaganda and hype machine to say he wasn't a viable candidate, that he was nuts, that he was insane, that, you know, terrorists supported him, and 9/11 truthers who were terrorists supported him as well. And that was a big blow. However, you know, Paul was vindicated. More people are listening to him now than ever. So they have to go into their next phase, their next op. They have to co-opt our Tea Party movements. So I really think that the only way that we're going to get it done legislatively is if we take back the government for and by the people. And that means a massive
influence.
You're
absolutely correct, but you're going to reach a point where you're going to be in that cattle car and it's going to be too late.
Well, you might be right. You might be right, James. You might be right, but I'm hoping it doesn't get to that point. And let me say this also. If we do have a huge influx in, say, a campaign for liberty, and we do have a huge influx of us in Congress and a few key players in the Senate, you know, we got a fighting chance. And I don't know if we have a fighting chance if the way that we combat these rail cars is with our Second Amendment right. It may be our only chance, but I just, you know, I talk about the technocracy that they've built, and I talk about the technology that they openly have, and they'll openly use against us, and these people are sick, you know?
Oh, you're absolutely right.
You know, so, you know, who knows if we're going to get there. All I know is we got to try. James, I thank you for the call. I want to go over these last few stories that I didn't cover earlier. Obama CIA chief patch-up interrogation memo rift. You see, they let out all these memos of things people already knew that they were using torture all the time against these terrorists, these Afghanis, these Iraqis. And, oh, it's so controversial. But by the next day or a couple days after they release it, it's all patched up. We're buddy-buddy again. Really? This is just more example of WWE politics and propaganda. Then, of course, the mainstream media is asking, what's an Obama-Chavez handshake? Well, obviously, it means that we're going to be diplomatically working with Venezuela towards a new world order. Chavez went before China, declaring his hopes for a new world order. Barack Obama is completely pro one world government and this new world order institution. That's why Time Magazine has now run three separate headlines with new world order in the title. Let's see, there's the new world order by Time Magazine. There's Obama's new world order from, I believe, December 2008. And then there's the newest one, I think, April 16th, Barack Obama's new world order. It's the three pack. It's the trifecta of New World Propaganda by Time Magazine. So that's what's in that handshake. It says, hey, we're going to work with you on this New World Order, Mr. Chavez. Thanks for coming. We're no longer going to just say you're evil. We'll give you an opportunity to help us build this union, this global society. Let's see, what else do we have here that I didn't go over? That actually might be the last one that I didn't get to. Yep, that was it. That was it. All right, let's go to our next caller then. Let's go to Jerry in California. Jerry, you're on the line.
Yeah, I got a question about, okay, they came out with all these nice little collector coins, you know, quarters each state.
Yep.
Is that another way to finance their fiat game?
That's a good question. You mean, was that like sponsored by us? In other words, did we pay taxes on that, or did each state kind of fund that? That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay, what I'm saying is this. Okay, now you take these coins, which people collect. It's actually physically money. They put it in their cupboard or closet, and they'll pass on their kids. You know, coin collections, I bet, have got trillions of dollars in them across this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like free money to the government.
I don't disagree there, but at the same time, it's kind of like, I don't know how much they're going to retain their value because they're in such abundance, number one, and number two, they're not made of silver. You know, I know that back in the day, my stepfather's dad just had buckets full of coins that were actually made from silver, like quarters that were silver and the half dollars that were silver, and, you know, those are going to be worth something because silver has retained its value as a precious metal. Gold has retained its value as a precious metal. Copper has even retained its value. I mean, but if you look at a penny, for instance, it's not even made of copper anymore. And admittedly, a penny takes a penny and a half to make. So how are we going to make any money? I mean, it's set up to fail. It's set up to put us into debt, sir. I mean, that's the bottom line. They want to get rid of the dollar. They want to get rid of the U.S. currency, give us some kind of a North American currency, and then break out the special drawing rights in another form, SDR units, the global currency. I thank you for the call, Jerry. Let's jump to John in California. John, you're on the line.
Hey, man. I'm a little tired over here. I just jumped on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And just started catching your program, and I've just been doing a lot of reading about the Rockefeller and checking out the InfoWars stuff, and
mm-hmm.
I wanted to find out from you guys if you think there's any reason or any possibility to actually going after someone like David Rockefeller.
I think there's a huge reason, because he's the guy. All right, let me tell you why Rockefeller is so important. Number one, he has so many institutions, founded so many institutions out there that he really is a huge nexus point, from foundations to institutions, from the CFR, you know, Rockefeller Foundation, Carnegie Institute, you name it.
Exactly.
You know,
they propagated through charities. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, and they also do their best recruiting there. That's where they get the best and brightest, you know, Rhodes Scholars, Roundtable Groups. They do their recruiting through these foundations as well. And then you have, you know, Rockefeller at arguably the most – powerhouse meeting in the world once a year. He's always there at the Bilderberg Conference. So, yeah, there's a reason to go after him. He should be a focal point. He should be.
So my question is how can you do that? Is it possible? If you look at he wrote some books in the last 30 years where he's brazenly, openly talking about, his
world government. Yeah, no, he absolutely does. I mean, you know what has to happen? The bottom line is that first the people would have to take back this country. In other words, we would have to take back the government, and then he would just have to be prosecuted under the law. Because there are many laws out there right now that would prosecute David Rockefeller for treason. You know, we just have to actually uphold the law.
That's what's been on my heart, on my mind for the last just half a day. I was thinking about that while I was working today, and I thought, this guy is treasonous. This guy is working against the and openly. And,
no, openly and, doing it. Openly.
So is there a prosecutor? I mean, what is the...
The problem is that any prosecutor that would go after him would find himself in an Elliot Spitzer situation where all of a sudden it comes out that he's got 18 hookers a week. You know, these guys are so comprised, man. You know, even if they're not into the women, they're into the blow. And in some cases, they're into little boys, for God's sakes. I mean, let's be real, you know? When I have to sit there and watch Barney Frank... You know, tell us about the bailout and the TARP money and how bad the banks are. I'm throwing up in my mouth knowing that him and his boyfriend ran an underage male brothel out of his D.C. apartment.
Yeah, I read that recently.
I mean, come on.
That stuff isn't acceptable to talk about, right?
Well, I guess. I mean, I'm going to talk about it because I can't. I literally throw up in my mouth when I see Jabba the Hutt, a.k.a. Barney Frank, get up there and... Well, I really think the banks are going to have to help pay back this money as soon as possible so that the American taxpayer... I'm just thinking to myself, this guy made the issue out of him getting caught running a male underage brothel with his prostitute boyfriend into him being gay, switching from being a Republican to a Democrat, and then getting on the House floor and threatening anybody who would take action against him for his immoralities or really crimes, and he would out them too. The guy is a disgusting piece of work, sir.
Dude, they're incapable of running anything, and so I'm amazed at their incompetence, and it's not even. I'm learning more and more that it's really the whole two-party system is just a setup,
a setup.
And so it's not really created to solve anything. And so you got these guys, amassing. It seems massive wealth. The guys who are part of the Fed system, right? Mm-hmm. The Federal Reserve system.
Absolutely. Well, even and above them are the people that print that money. I mean, do you know about the Rothschild estate yet? The Rothschild estate in the middle of London is its own sovereign nation. They print their money in their own sovereign nation in the middle of London where there are no laws. Does there sound like there's something wrong there? Shouldn't there be oversight over the place that prints our money? Shouldn't we prosecute us?
Isn't that a pretty ridiculously groovy deal for these guys? The only place to go is like to section up the world and have their own little
point.
Right?
Well, that's why they're building these little, you know, islands that are artificial, and they're running away to Dubai because they do plan on living in paradises while the rest of us who are left after they cull us, and that's, you know, a term to kill mass amounts of us, so they can just have their little slave class and they can be treated like the gods they really believe that they are, John. It's very nightmarish, and that's why I do a radio show 3 nights a week from 9 to midnight. It's the Info Warrior. We encourage you to, you know, get the show, get the podcast, email your friends and families, post the YouTube videos, get a copy of Fabled Enemies. Do anything you can to open people up to this information. It doesn't have to be like this. We don't have to be the losers in history.
I'm telling you, you know, it's I realize I've had actually a few people tell me, well, what are we supposed to do about it? And I said, well, if there's enough pressure, you know, I heard about these. Is it the FBI that's working into local municipalities and police forces, right?
Did you read? You said you just woke up. Listen, I just read a document. You're going to break it on Jones tomorrow. It's called the National Level Exercise 2009. It's run by FEMA. And all these documents that we've been talking about, Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment, the DHS, the MIAC report, they all talk about these fusion centers. Well, this is the drill. They're going to be running it from July 27th to the 31st. Okay,
yeah.
let me tell you, it's going to focus on intelligence and information sharing among intelligence and law enforcement communities, and in between international, that means NATO, that means the United Kingdom, Mexico, Canada, and Australia are participating, federal,
right.
That means the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, regional, that means your
right.
county commissioner. Okay, that means your sheriff, your state trooper, state, tribal, local, and private sector participants. That means your Blackwater. That means your AT&T. That means your communication systems. That means your Time Warner. I mean, this drill right here is going to take place in FEMA Region 6, which includes Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. And it is the first of its kind, and D.C., by the way, the first ever major exercise conducted by the United States government that will focus exclusively on terrorism prevention and protection as opposed to incident response and recovery. In other words, this is where they plan on sharing all of your information with everybody else and taking action against you preemptively if they suspect that you're a terrorist. And you know what? They suspect us all of being terrorists.
Well, you know, I've read that. And the ultra-sick thing, it seems, is that these law enforcement agencies and municipalities don't really know. They just want to be helpful to what may be a natural or some kind of a.
You're right. Most of these people aren't even.
They're not even
willfully ignorant. They're just ignorant. They think they're doing the right thing. They think the government
right.
is coming in to save them. They think this is going to save
right.
their wife, their children, their friends, their family. They think they're helping. You're not helping. You're helping them set up a system where they're going to pull off this attack. When they drill it, they do it. Go ahead.
See, no, I'm totally agreeing with you. My thought is if enough people do talk, because they can say, well, if we talk, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. But the more we talk, the more those people, they're going to be, you know, in that chain of...
Command saying no. Listen, if anybody watched Jericho, if you've watched the series Jericho, it started to come out that it was an inside job when they nuked all these cities, right? So the army commander, who has taken all these orders, starts to figure it out too, and he does a little covert operations, and then he takes his unit and he does a positive thing once he figures out the truth. That's why we have to enlighten people to the truth. We're going to take a couple more calls on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Jason Burmes, if you missed any of the show, you can check out the podcast Tamari. And it was a big show. I'm sure Alex is going to be going over this FEMA document, NLE, the National Level Exercise 09, FEMA Town USA, international intelligence organizations around the world participating, private organizations just going to spy on you and prevent a terrorist attack, no big deal. All right, let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
All right, man.
I was listening to the show, and I heard the guy talking about the quarters and everything, and I just wanted to share my idea with you.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that the reason we never see a dollar or a quarter around the same ever anymore is they're just getting ready to change all our currency. They've already changed the way it looks and the way it feels and what it's made out of. Next, all they have to do is change the words on it, you know?
No, I agree. I mean, they're obviously not going to run with the dollar system forever. I mean, Jones thinks that they're going to take decades to collapse it. I'm not as optimistic.
Yeah, I really don't think it either. I think as soon as they, you know, I heard Alex talking about taking the guns away in September,
mm-hmm.
and I think if that comes that soon, everything else is going to come way sooner.
Well, the truth of the matter is, if they try to come take guns, I mean, that might be it. That might be the spark that starts the fire. I know there are some gun owners out there that really ain't giving up their guns no matter what. I thank you for the call, Chris. Let's go to Michael in Georgia. Michael, you're on the line. Yes, sir. We got Michael? Oh, he dropped? All right, well. Then what do we learn today, kids? Well, we learned that this national-level exercise, again, will include the United Kingdom, Mexico, Canada, Australia, and the United States, that it will really just go through every intelligence organization and law enforcement organization you can think of, as well as private organizations that are already working with the government, whether you know it or not, things like Time Warner, things like AT&T. And Lord help us all if they decide to use this for one of their false flags. I doubt it. I very much doubt it, because we are going to shine the light on this exercise like no exercise before it. However, it does prep all these organizations for a false flag type attack in the future. And, you know, just the fact that they say they're going to make makeshift FEMA centers in here. You know, they're key operational staff and key operational elements. What do you think they're going to do? How do you think they're going to do that? These scenarios are going to be all over the place. It's going to be an operations-based exercise to include activities taking place at command posts, emergency operation centers, intelligence centers, and potential field locations to include federal headquarters facilities in the D.C. area and in federal, regional, state, tribal, local, and private sector facilities in FEMA Region 6, which includes the state of Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. You want to see them activate some FEMA camps? I guarantee they'll be doing this for this exercise. All right, let's go to Michael in the final seconds we have. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
I just wanted to say real quickly, I think a lot of the reason a lot of people keep calling in and wondering how they can wake people up, and part of the problem, I think, for people is that until something goes wrong, until they're really affected by what's going on, they tend just to not pay attention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been studying a lot of these things for about 5 or 6 years now, and then I just was lucky enough to run into you guys. But so many of the people with the meetings where I had started off learning about a lot of different things, including, you know, the tax codes and the flag laws and things like that,
mm-hmm.
all these things set off big alarms in my head. And, you know, everybody at these meetings was somebody who had been unfortunately screwed over by the system or literally was about 10 to 15 years older than I am.
Well, there's going to be plenty of people losing their houses, losing their jobs, and losing their cars. So we got to take this opportunity now to wake those masses up. You know, these people at the tea parties, let's tell them about the real issues. That's what we need to do. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Thank you all. Take a life or heck of-